I'm Charles Pedley, and welcome to my podcast. Today I'll be interviewing my grandpa, Grandpa John. He is my mother's father, who came from a poor, neglectful family and was primarily raised by his brothers. He did not receive a good education as a child, but was still able to get a degree in engineering from UT Austin. He is very funny and has a lot of interesting stories to tell from his life experiences. In this podcast, I will get insight about his life as a child, his college experience, and his time in the church. Here with Grandpa John. He's got a lot of interesting stories to tell. Would you care to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name's John Birchman, and I am Charles Pedley's grandfather. I'm glad to be here this afternoon.
All right. So my first question is, how was your life growing up?
My life growing up was very interesting. I had two other brothers that were, one was about a year and a half older, one was about a year younger, and the three of us pretty much had free reign. It was very nice.
How's your experience living with your brothers?
We didn't argue often, and we were always pushing each other to limit in very strange ways. For example, we would short sheet a bed with about five sheets and maybe two or three blankets, and then one of us would crawl in and see how far we could get before we were screaming to be released.
Wow. So what's another interesting story from your childhood?
An interesting story from my childhood was one time I was at the community pool swimming, and a friend rode up on his bicycle and said, "Your garage is on fire, and I think your brother has been sent to the hospital." So this was back in the day when you could go to a gas station and put gasoline in milk bottles, and you could also repair inner tubes on your bicycles, things like this. And so he was doing what we would call a hot patch, which was to take a patch, take some glue, put it on the tire, light it on fire, and then put the patch on. It was supposedly supposed to make the leak more sealable. Well, he unfortunately broke the bottle, set the floor on fire, and had to be rushed to the hospital because he burned his feet.
That's pretty interesting. So do you have any other stories with your brothers, like of some things that you did when you were children?
One time we lived across the street from a lumber yard, and one of my brothers and I were playing Cowboys and Indians. And we were pretending that the stacked lumber were mountains. And so we'd climb the stacked mountains. And one that I was climbing fell down. And it broke my leg. I was in first grade. And so my poor dad, who had just broken his back, had to run across the street, pick me up, carry me to the doctor with a back brace on.
Well, that's pretty scary. What experience do you have from college? Like, what was your experience at college?
I'll put it like this. I had a professor when I graduated who told my mom and dad, "John Birchman, what can I say?" He was very disciplined. He was very focused. He was very persistent. He never gave up. And what I learned from my college degree are two things. First of all, get into a field that you are familiar with. Number two, when you gain that degree, it gave me enough personal confidence that no matter what I undertook, as an adult, I had the the ability to be able to make whatever I undertook a success.
Well, that's very interesting. My last question would be, what's your experience in the church life? Because that's something you're involved in a lot now.
This one, okay, picture in a young man in the 1960s that was raised with not a whole lot of adult supervision and was at that time, the era of that time, was very unlimited, so that human beings, there weren't the amount of federal, state, local regulations that are current in today's society. And suddenly, I was in a situation where I had to join the military because of a thing called the Vietnam War. And rather than be drafted and face somebody shooting at me or vice versa, I joined the Air Force. But even that military totally clipped my wings. Suddenly, my clothes weren't mine. My actions, I had to report when I'd wake up, when I'd go to bed. I had no choice in where I lived, basically even what I did. And it was very restrictive. So as a result, the only thing I knew to do at that time was to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, I cannot do this. I don't have the ability to be put under this kind of restriction. So I'm coming to you to be a real person in me, to bring me through this and also to bring me with another Christian that loves you. And out of that, long story short, I moved from the Midwest Chicago area to Dallas, Texas. When I got out of the military and found a group of people that loved the Lord with their whole heart, and also I felt like I had finally found my home. So this was the church life, and I moved in with the church life, and I've been with it now for 52 years. So this church life has increased my relationship with Christ in me. It's increased my relationship with Christ in others, so that there's no longer a judgmental attitude toward people that don't, quote, believe the way that I do. And these things are in things such as, how do you worship? Should we baptize with water? Should we sprinkle? Should we immerse? What do you feel about the deity in this area? What do you feel? And this church life has caused me to be very broad in my acceptance of people that love the Lord Jesus, but yet very narrow in the plan and purpose of God. And it's just been it's been the best thing that could ever have happened to me, to be put into this environment of a corporate Christ who wants to grow in me individually so that I can be blended and built up with other Christians, whether those that meet with me or those that don't. It's been a very rewarding experience.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Grandpa. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoy my podcast.